Ralph's world is a place where the girl next door has a dinosaur, where green gorillas eat red bananas and throw blue tomatoes, and where a grown man makes a living, and a good one at that, singing silly songs.
It doesn't matter what you look like, if you got some fee-fi-fo-fum, it doesn't matter what you look like, and let me tell you, everybody's got some jump up and down.
Ralph Covert started a career as a rock musician with a Chicago-based indie band called The Bad Examples, a group with a devoted local following. He earned national fame and a Grammy nomination when he decided to try to set a good example for kids with upbeat lyrics and pop melodies that parents also appreciate. What started as a sideline has become his main act, Ralph's World. He says the key to writing for kids is to forget you're writing for kids.
One of the things about kids' music that's so exciting is it reminds me of that period of the late 60s and early 70s when rock music still had that innocence because of the cultural innocence that was so childlike at the time. So in a lot of ways, in kids' music, you get to explore almost like that Beatles, Kinks type of crazy playground.
And let me tell you, everybody's got to twist and shout. Everybody twist and shout now. Yeah.
Ralph, you're a guy in your 40s. You've got a mortgage and a lot of responsibilities. So how do you, when you sit down to write music, do you have to somehow get in touch with your inner 8-year-old to be in the right place to write this kind of music?
My inner 8-year-old kind of drives the car.
The reason I ask you that is because you go back and forth. I mean, sometimes in a song like Coffee, you're writing from the perspective of a kid looking up at adults, like Mommy and Daddy aren't quite the same person until they get that cup of brown stuff.
M-O-M-M-Y needs C-O-F-F-E. Yeah.
And then at other times, you're writing from the perspective of an adult that seems to be looking back at childhood. You seem to sort of go back and forth in your perspective and your music.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. The Coffee song, I was doing a little kid's music class at the Old Town School of Folk Music in Chicago. I walked in one morning, and the moms were all collectively having a morning. And they looked at me, and they said, "You've got your cup of coffee. We don't have anything. The least you could do is write us a coffee song." And you've got 8 to 10 moms staring you in the face. You do what they say.
So did you come up with a coffee song right on the spot?
Song on the spot.
Let's hear the song.
Okay.
M-O-M-M-Y needs C-O-F-F-E-E-D-A-D-D-Y needs C-O-F-F-E-E. I love my kids. I love my kids. Gosh, I love my kids. But I need what I need, and I need a lot of what I need, and that's C-O-F-F-E-E, and on it goes.
So did it have the desired effect? Did the mom sort of perk up and get to a better place after hearing this?
Absolutely. They were smiling and laughing, and we went on from there, and it was all good.
I want a latte, a cappuccino, and tonight I think I'll have a little vino. M-O-M-M-Y.
The arts can help children make sense of their world. And we live in what some might say are very interesting times, certainly very challenging times. There are kids right now trying to make sense of some, you know, really complicated and sometimes scary stuff.
Yeah.
Do you ever use your music in that way to help kids make sense of things?
I performed a lot of shows. I was on the road a lot right after the whole 9/11 catastrophe. And every interview they would say, "Well, how have you changed your music to reflect this?" And I said to every single interviewer, "I have not changed it one bit, because these children's childhood is more sacred and more relevant than any grown-up tragedy." And there are things in some of the Ralph's World songs that are not about all lightness and froth, but they're on a human level, not on a daily news broadcast level. Because the arc of their life is going to cover plenty of everything, thank you. A hug and a kiss and a tear are far more important and universal. You know, the things that we end up dealing with in our adult day-to-day life.
They'll get to that.
They'll get to that. In the meantime, let's rock.
Ralph Covert, thanks so much for letting us visit your world.
Thanks so much for talking about it.
I don't want to clean my room. I don't want to clean my room. I don't want to clean my room anymore.
Ralph Covert. He's the musician behind Ralph's World.
I don't want to clean my plate. I don't want to clean my plate. I don't want to clean my plate anymore.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.